With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we're a day late, but that's because we're 1 day closer to Summer Mary, which you can't hear in her voice because it's like so close yet so far, you know, but we're tired. So close. And it's been an insane week for you that we needed the extra day for you to get on track. So you could be a one mind focus right here on the pod right now.
Right. I was just basically too stressed out to do this. So we had to postpone.
It's okay. You know what? Things happen and you're here now. And again,
we are here.
1 day closer. I will be in SF on Saturday.
I'm scared.
What? No, that's my line.
No, I'm scared. I'm so tired.
Oh, you're going to go to sleep early tomorrow night.
Okay.
You're going to wake up refreshed.
Okay.
You're going to be my Uber because I am cheap.
Okay.
You're going to come get me from the airport. And
I'm really nice.
That is really, really nice. I feel I will Uber back to the airport myself. Definitely the next day.
You will. Yes.
But we're going to Countess Lou. So if you are in SF and also going to Countess Lou, or you'll love a happy hour. You love to drink when the number says 5 on the clock. You are maybe going to a dinner and maybe want to grab a drink before you go to dinner because, hey, you don't have to go to Countess Lou to go to Silver Clouds in San Francisco and come hang out with us for an hour or two.
Guys, it's on Lombard Street. You can book it to Balboa right after. Come have a drink with us. I'm hopefully going to play some Bravo music. Have a good time. Say hello. Have a Tito soda. And a morning for coffee.
It's good as gold.
Yes.
Money can't buy you class, but it can buy you a drink at Silver Clouds.
But also come to Lou because it's just going to, it's so silly. It's fun. It's fabulous. It's,
I brought you to come to Lou because Mary is the sideshow. She's the opening, the closer.
I'm concerned that there's not going to be enough room to dance.
I'll sit somewhere else if you need the room.
This theater is kind of close seating arrangement.
We'll be okay.
Okay.
Don't worry. I will sit if you want my extra space in front of me to dance. I'm a giver.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. I'm sure there's an aisle way that you'll make your way to.
I know. That's like my concern.
You guys, like in my head, Mary's starting a Congo line for Lou.
Yes. I would love to, but it's not going to be possible in this stadium, this auditorium, Palace of Fine Arts.
Well, we're going to be okay. You know what we're going to do? We're going to dance at Silver Clouds before.
Okay.
That's so fair. If you guys are in SF and you want to come hang out, please do. I think it'll be so much fun.
What? Oh, and Silver Clouds is having a couple guest bartenders. And the guest bartenders, all your tips will go to Girls on the Run International. It's a nonprofit. It's dedicated to Girls on the Run. It's transforming the lives of girls coast to coast. So you're drinking for a good cause. So yeah,
I mean, when someone says, I have to go to the bar, I'm drinking for a cause, just think your heart, your tips are going to a good place. Mary's going to drop some good tunes. We're going to just talk all things Bravo and have a great time and come join us.
Yes. Perfect. Sounds yeah. Great. See you there.
Yeah. See you there. But really we hope we see you there. It's the first time that Mary and I are like
ever done be able to go together.
This is the first time we went to the first Countess Lou show. And that was many years ago for my birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
We did. And then we went apart.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're back together.
Yeah.
So it's a sandwich of Lou.
Yes.
So it's going to be great. I'm excited for it. And I know people have been DMing us and saying, hey, I don't know how great this show is. You know, some people are like, the DMs are so funny because someone will send and be like, best night of my life. And then someone says like, I don't know. But let me tell you, it is the best night of our life because it does not matter. It is a vibe. Everyone it's is there silly, is a guys. Bravo it fan.
It is silly.
We are there to have fun. I don't think like Lou takes it too seriously. I don't think the fans take it. It's just a night of having fun. And we're going to have it.
That's right.
Fun.
Yeah.
I want to drop something not so fun. Katie and Tom moved out of their house.
I know. That picture was sad.
I was like sad. It's her sitting on the ground, just kind of looking into it. Almost she was looking into the light thinking, what have I done?
Yeah.
Not with the move. I think, what have I done with the past 15 years of my life?
Oh,
I'm ready for single Katie.
It'll be interesting.
I kind of think that this new season of Vanderpump will be really good in the sense of like,
if they're both single and they have to hang out all the time together.
Well, and Lala's single. Raquel is single.
Yes.
It's going to be like,
will James and Raquel both be on the show?
There's been no casting news. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I have to believe that like many of these people are coming back. James was also at the MTV Movie Awards, the Unscripted. So we had a lot of people there. We had the whole cast of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
We had the two T's in a pod. We had a lot of the rugged ex-wives. We had Vanderpump peeps. We had Carl and Lindsay. Paige was there. Paige Lindsay, and Ariana. Is that what you were about to say? We're all wearing this similar see-through like bodysuit with
a bathing suit underneath.
Yeah. say it again?
With a bathing suit underneath?
Basically, yeah. Like a bandeau top and like high-waisted.
They were wearing a bathing suit with a sheer. They were basically wearing a sarong over it, but it's fashion.
They looked, honestly, they look great. Body.
If I did too, great. I
literally
throw sarongs out as fashion too.
If I could just wear pasties and like a pad, I would. Pad? Well, I'm just trying to think like as little as clothing.
Like a maxi pad?
Yeah, why not? Like a panty liner without the panties.
How would it stick?
Don't ask questions.
Okay. You're just saying you don't want
to. I put it on backwards. So like where it would usually stick to the underwear, it would just stick to me instead.
Did you also notice that Kylie Jenner posted a picture in a bikini that were real nipples?
Yeah. Free the nip.
That was interesting. How does that not get flagged?
It's still I think rules for thee, not for me. Like
I wonder if it's still up.
I could tell you.
Are they hers? That's
you're
where
asking
my mind
a lot goes. Of questions right now.
Were they for Kylie's nips?
I'm going to say no. And it looks like it is still available.
How is that? How did we get shadow banned for, I don't even know what we did.
With Laugh Loves and David Bedore's butt.
Yeah. David Bedore's butt. And she can put out nipples.
Well, maybe if we get verified, just kidding. At this point, I don't even want it. I don't even want it.
Oh, I'd like to blue check. That'd be nice.
You would like that because, you know, Mary loves to show the profile at the door. Do you know who I am? It's like, ma'am, literally they don't.
One time at Vanderpump Gardens when it should have been opened.
One time. That's the only time
I've ever done it. Yeah. When else have I done that?
At the piano bar right before.
Oh, awkward. I only did it in Vegas. I've never done that before. Believe me, that doesn't work in San Francisco. I'll tell you that much. They'd be like, you're a nobody.
They said that to us in Vegas as well.
I know. It's weird.
Oh, gosh.
Paige and Lindsay did present the award together, and apparently they did make eye contact. Will they? So Summer House got to be filming pretty soon. Who's in the house? Do we have deets?
I think it'll be Paige. No,
do we have any deets? Do we know?
No, we don't know anything yet. Got it. But remember, they usually don't, they don't do it till July 4th weekend. So we are in June. I think that they know, like they did this to us before. Remember when we were like mad at Luke because like you were like, Luke told me he's not coming back.
Yeah, that's right.
Liar face.
Right.
We forgave him because
how
he's
hot. Is the syrup?
Okay. So
syrup review.
I haven't tried it yet.
What?
I know. Well, what happened was
this weekend, I'll make you a Kodiak Jack.
No, I'm cake. Too scared of that. I can't bring it. Ugh, I can't travel with that. It's more than 3.1 ounces.
Put a summons. We'll do it.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can do that. I'll see if I can do that. That'd be good. Are you going to make me a pancake?
Well, we'll go to Zazie's.
And bring our own syrup?
Yes.
He also said that they're really good with cocktails. So maybe we'll bring it to the bar too.
Hey,
oh, are you guys the syrup girls? Yeah, that's us.
Hey, I brought my own syrup. Is it syrup or syrup? It's syrup. You say syrup,
and I get made fun of a lot for it.
Oh, it's syrup. Yeah.
So I think I'm saying it,
or maybe you're saying it right.
Who's to know?
I say artichoke wrong. Artichoke. I call it an artichoke. Hey, how do you say it?
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah. Artichoke. How do you say it?
Artichoke. You're saying it's like arty.
Yeah, that's how my mom says it.
Yeah. You've added it. You've added an A-R-T-I-E.
Artichoke.
Dash choke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's artichoke!
Oh, wow. We are on one right now.
I'm so delirious. It's like, my week is just
so close. And then, like, literally, you think you're going to rest, but I'm coming.
I know, but I'm scared. I wish
you can take a little nap. We'll give you a little nappy. I'll give you a little nappy. We'll listen to some Mamma Mia. I'm really into Gimme Gimme right now.
Yeah, gimme.
The
problem, Silver Clouds, it is a karaoke bar. But the problem is it doesn't start till 9 o'clock.
We might have to go back.
I know.
And request all Bravo songs. I'm not opposed to that. Like, I think there's life after Lou, if you will.
I do too. It starts at 8:30, so it probably ends at 10.
Yeah, it'll be great. Don't you worry about details. We're going to figure it out.
Well, I'm also very concerned about our eating schedule.
I know. She literally said, I'm scared for Saturday. I'm worried about our eating schedule. I don't know what that means.
Well, because, okay.
Tell me what you're thinking. Break it down.
If we have to be at Silver Clouds, maybe.
Okay. Why can't you have a senior citizen discount and eat at 4:30?
Well, we're going to have to eat before that, like 4 o'clock.
Again, I think we could offline about this.
But then there's hard. It's concerning because not a lot of places are open at four. There's that downtime that they don't have.
What, are you guys siestaing?
Well, there's this downtime like between
the literally the entire city shuts down from 2 to 4.
Why not original Joe's?
We'll go to original Joe's. Okay. We'll sit at the bar for a minute.
I don't know. I'm concerned about our eating schedule.
Why don't we eat a big lunch? Having
breakfast.
We'll eat a big lunch.
Okay.
We'll have brunch because we have to have a table pancake now with our syrup.
Zazie's. We got to go to Zazie's.
Okay. Don't worry.
I'm just concerned.
I appreciate the concern because eating is important.
It is.
Okay. All right, let's conclude this like Rinna, Kathy, Patrick nonsense. You guys, this could not be.
I got so lost. Like,
you know what? Just take the exit. It's not even worth it.
Is it all just made up?
It's all bullshit.
$27,000 made up?
It does not make sense. I think this person is looking for his 15 minutes of fame. I don't know if he concocted it with Rinna, if Kathy's involved. Rinna and Kathy seem to be like coexisting at the movie awards together.
But Kathy did say, well, I haven't seen her. And they said, well, what are you going to say to her? And she said, well, I don't know. I have to see her to see how I feel.
And they seem
I'll be at the reunion.
Great. Hash it out at the reunion. Because if we miss one day of Insta stories, you've missed half the plot. And I got to be honest, this was one thing that like people are like, I'm lost. I'm like, I stopped following. I don't even care.
Okay. I think the synopsis is that Patrick's a liar.
Yeah.
And Patrick apparently said that Kathy hired him to make bad press about Rinna and paid him $27,000 to do it.
But then he also said, I never said Kathy. And it's like, oh my gosh. Like, honestly, and here's the thing.
$27,000 to do this. I mean, people don't do it for free.
Also, why 27,000?
It's a random number. How does
and it was like 27. Work? It was like there was like 5 digits. It wasn't just 27,000. It was like 27.56 and like 37 cents.
Right.
Like what?
It was strange.
Also, I wanted to just say a side note, by the way.
Yes.
Go Everyone ahead. Go check. Just if you haven't, check your bank accounts right now. I got two cards that got fraud today and I'm very bad about checking, you know, these things. So I just want to say pause this.
So you figured it out because
I did not. Wells Fargo and Chase sent me messages of fraud, but I'm just saying, I don't think that because of technology, I don't think we're checking our accounts this often. I want everyone to pause this, go check your accounts, make sure everything looks good and then come back and press play. Are you doing it right now, Mary?
I am. Turns out no money. So totally normal. But
that was my fault, not fraud.
Totally normal.
But it's just like really, I mean, it was like, I'm like, how did they get it? How'd they get it?
I also don't like that like credit card bills and statements are just like random days on the days that you started. Like mine's like I have to pay one on the 12th, one on the 17th. I don't even know what to do.
Auto pay.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll show you. I got you. Saturday, we got a big day of eating with syrup and lunch and auto pay up.
And teach me how to use Instagram.
Oh, I will teach you.
And email.
Someone literally sent me a text today because you had posted, come to Silver Clouds at 5:30, but you didn't put Saturday on that story. So they're like, wait, I'm literally going tonight. Are you up here? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not.
I said, be confusing.
I was like, Mary's not the best at Instagram.
Well, because a lot
she's
of
busy.
I did it before. I literally woke up and I was like, oh, I kind of up early. I could do a story real quick, but I literally just woke up.
No,
probably not
know.
The best time to Instagram story.
To new fault of your, you're just busy. So like sometimes I'll sit there and I can look at things a little bit more. It's totally fine. We all have.
Not, I won't be busy starting next week.
Oh my gosh.
Except for I'm getting 4 fillings and a crown.
Ooh. That should be
2 appointments.
Okay. Also on the rumor thing, guys, I think we need to have a talk.
Yeah.
Okay. If Peacock and or Bravo and or Andy do not announce something, let's not believe it. Because
Dumois is fake news.
Well, and then I believe it came from some other type of Dumois Instagram or something that said basically, hey, 3 new cities are coming. We've got Scottsdale, Nashville, and Winnetka, which is outside of Chicago. And I was like, that's not happening. How do I know? They didn't reach out to me about Scottsdale for my mom and her friends.
Right. That's true.
And that's the only reason I didn't know. I'm just kidding. But also it was like shared with no source, no nothing. And then people kind of ran with it. We're like, Peacock announced. I'm like, where did Peacock announce that? Because that is a fashion show with no fashions to me.
It would be OC fashion.
No, I meant like Dwight from Atlanta. No, Dwight from Atlanta once said to Sheree, fashion show with no fashion. But it was like, you know, we can't believe these things. Now, I said, I want to believe it. I would love for more cities, but it just felt very much like, wait, we're going to introduce a new city and then throw it on Peacock, and three of them on Peacock. I get we want people to pay or use their friend's login. Thank you again, Mary. but I think we need to, we gotta have some sources for when these things are leaked.
I agree.
Because now people are disappointed.
If they did the suburb one, it would be the Real Housewives of Chicago.
Or like North Shore, or like, it just, there's not many places that we have that are like a random little city. Right?
Except Salt Lake City.
But that's the capital of Utah though.
Okay.
Or it's not. I'm honestly, I think it is. It is. It is. It is. It is. Why? What else do you think it could be? No, it is.
I don't remember fifth grade capitals that well.
I was literally thinking fifth grade capitals.
Like, isn't that crazy that you used to do that in school? Like, that was your test to know all the capitals? What? We would memorize so much useless shit.
And they never taught us our taxes. Salt Lake City. Okay. I thought I was going crazy because I'm like, I know I've gone by the Capitol building, but then I was like, is it the Mormon temple I drove by? Both.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Dubai.
So for me, I think this should be a Peacock show. I also think that I haven't fallen in love with one girl and I want to go. I think being in their house more would help me.
Which is why I actually really love background. Sarah.
Yeah. Like give me a little bit more of your background story. And for me to be invested in you and get emotionally connected irrationally, even though I'm never going to meet you, but I want to root for you, you know?
So I like it, except that it's okay. So I heard this rumor basically that was kind of like Bravo wanted to film there. Dubai said no, but basically it was like, fine. If you want to like, we want to promote tourism here, we'll let you film. But in the sense of like, you're not going to have drama. We're not going to get table flips. We're not going to get glasses thrown at people. We're not going to maybe talk about the husband, you know, these kind of things.
Does the country have that much power? I mean, I know they have a lot of power.
Well, I mean, I think what they're saying is if you want to film here, it's to promote all like, so I think we'll see wealth, but I just feel like we're not going to see it. Now, listen, Ion this week was kind of like all over the place. I actually like her telling her trauma. I was like, I cannot even imagine. She is, we've said this before last week, like she's polarizing. Without her, literally nothing happens, but she's also kind of annoying. But then if you watch her on Watch What Happens Live, she's a star.
Andy loved her.
And I think she's like Andy's new favorite. Now, I didn't watch like the full Watch What Happens Live. I was watching clips, but she literally, they're like, say something nice about Sergio and Caroline Stanberry. And she's like, wow, I really love the way they love each other on camera.
It's the oddest relationship, and she cannot film without him. And all they do is drink smoothies.
Caroline Stanberry has gone to loser status for me.
Oh, wow.
Because
of Sergio?
She is Debbie Desperado to me on this show. On Ladies of London, she was a commanding presence.
She was class.
She was a villain. She did not give a shit. She was up there. It was like, it was a Kelly Ben Simone. I'm up here. You're down there. She was the LVP of Ladies of London, you know, like she was the reigning queen there. Here?
So someone told me that Sergio was a soccer player.
People are like, Sergio played for Real Madrid.
Okay.
All right. People have looked into this. Sergio played for like the C-level team. Like he was never on the official Real Madrid team.
Got it.
And
in the little league.
Yeah. He's like the minor leagues kind of thing. And guys, he's nice to look at, but if I'm going to just watch, he needs to go find a friend.
It's very odd.
And not only are they like filming every scene together, they're like, you know, in COVID, we're like 6 feet apart. They're like, no, that is our bubble is 6 feet. Just the two of us. If you go further than like Caroline could put him on a leash, you know, like the backpack leashes.
He's like attached to her. Yeah.
Oh, like they're Siamese twins and then they had surgery and he still needs to be near her.
No, I'm thinking like, kind of like what you're saying about the leash, like the child at Disneyland on the leash.
Yeah. That's how I feel. I'm like, this is this is not
a good look for her.
I don't think so. What do you think?
No, I don't. I don't like him. I don't trust him. I don't get the chemistry. I don't think they have chemistry. I just don't see it. I'm not buying it, Caroline.
I will tell you, she did laugh. She did make me laugh because when they were in the mall, I distinctly remember when the Real Housewives of Melbourne, which if you guys have not watched those seasons and you can find them, Gina Lovano is like a freaking star. Liano, I think. Sorry. And when they went to Dubai on one of their cast trips, they were in these little kind of like Power Wheels cars that take them around. And when she said, when they were in it, she was like, I feel so stupid as if I cannot walk. And I don't know why it really just made me laugh because the car was going like,
right.
But I don't like that she's drawing along a line with Ion. She basically said, they were like, oh, you can learn to grow. And she's like, no, I don't have time to. And like, see, worked on Ladies of London. You can't do that with our new cast members.
I also feel like they're not friends organically. Like, I feel like Beverly Hills is amazing this season because they're friends outside the show. And but I don't think
they all have their pockets of friends.
I know, but I don't think they actually hang out with one another off camera.
I think they do. So I think certain people do. I think Nina and Sarah kind of do. I think Brooks and Lisa do. I think Ion kind of comes around. I don't know that they're necessarily a threesome. And then I think Stanberry is like somewhat friends with everyone. And then who am I missing? No, is that everyone?
The goat?
Yeah. Oh, the goat. Okay. I loved it because I'm like also like, where's the goat?
How did the goat not drown?
They saved him.
I know, but I mean, he was looking for the stairs.
That was distress.
It was like
full distress.
A couple times he'd gone in, I felt like.
Between that and her then bringing onions to Sarah, it was like, what else will she bring? And then on Watch What Happens Live, she brought Andy Hens.
So this is a thing.
Well, she says, I don't go anywhere without gifts. And I think that they all have different meaning.
Right. And hens, real hens for Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
Where are the hens now?
Hen if I know.
Yeah.
I'll see myself out. Which Thanksgiving dinner did you want to be at?
Oh, in Ferris wheel.
Oh God, no. Okay. So I went on this Ferris wheel. It's basically like the London Eye. So when I was in London,
it looks huge though, this Ferris wheel. I mean,
yeah, but it's
like a 20 person table.
Okay. But so it's very similar to the one in London Eye where I went, as soon as they locked that door, I started profusely sweating. There were like 20 of us in there.
Right.
I was like profusely sweating. And it was like the director of my team was like there. And I was like, it's cool. I'm cool. I'm fine. I'm cool.
So cause you felt claustrophobic.
You're claustrophobic. I don't care if you can see out of it. It is.
That's what I said. That's not claustrophobic to me because you can see out.
Okay. Thank you for defining. I'm a crystal right now and you're being Kyle and you're not validating my feelings.
I just don't think
this is dark.
I don't think you can feel claustrophobic if you can see out.
What the hell do you mean? You're in a confined space.
Have you been in a tanning bed before?
Yes, and I've had a full freak out because one time the top came down and I thought I was stuck in it. I like had to kick it. Like when I'd have a tanning bed, I'd have to only bring it so low.
So you can go in a tanning bed.
No, did you just hear what I said? I had to bring it so low and I'd like right. have to like put an, I'd have to be able to see out. Like it's all in my mind. Half the time when I'm flying, I have a text ready to send wherever I'm going saying, sorry, I can't make it.
Because that's going to happen on Saturday morning.
Maybe. I'm not sure. No, it'll be okay. But I feel like claustrophobia hits in all different ways. Like I was at Disneyland one time and it was a walk onto this one ride, like Smuggler's Run or something. And we started walking in and I was like, this is not good. And like, we got to the front and there's like no windows, just like a small room that you're like waiting in.
I just said most rides at Disneyland are like that.
No.
Splash Mountain.
But it's open. This wasn't open. Like it'll be a bigger space. I guess
some parts aren't. Like Indiana Jones when you're walking and waiting in the line for the ride.
But it's more open space. This was like really closed in space. Like there's a small waiting area. And then you go into like a small room. Okay. Believe me, it hits me at all random times. And
got it.
And I literally, where is the exit? Where is the exit? One time I went on that Finding Nemo ride too, and I thought I could do it. And I got down. I said, absolutely not. Absolutely. There's like small children on this ride, four and under, and me.
I haven't done the Finding Nemo ride.
It's don't do it. It smells like farts. And there's just people yelling. And I was like, get me off of this thing. And I said, and I was newly dating a boy I was with at that time. I said, isn't this cute?
Did you date him after this Finding Nemo incident?
Not much longer. That's for my therapist. Okay, back to also who, maybe I should hire Sarah as my therapist. She's a life coach.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Okay, so yeah, she said she was a life coach and she's dealt with trauma. So this is when she was talking with, when they were all holding dogs at Caroline Stanberry's house.
Oh, yeah. But see, then I honestly just was not interested.
I have to say, I had to watch this about three times. So I'd start it and then I'd walk away. I'd come back.
Yeah, it just bores me.
I mean, like Nina actually gives me very much Deandra from Dallas vibes.
In what way?
She's from Texas.
Okay.
She does a lot of that crystal, like shaman kind of stuff. If you remember the dinner from the first episode, just the way she talks. But I also love that she told us, like, I got my crystals. So I guess maybe she reminds me of you. I was also like, it made me laugh too, because like Ion is like, first off, I would never want to be insulted by Ion. I am frightened of her. I think she's like, got it. Anything she said to me, like, but so Nina says to her, like, you came in guns blazing. And she's like, how dare you?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And she's like, there's guns. And I'm like, oh, she's not getting that idiom there, whatever. But it was like making me like, I just was like laughing. Cause like, I was like, how dare you?
She you doesn't know? Hold back. That's for sure.
But she's like, so.
So Caroline is also in New York right now. I'm wondering if she'll be on Watch What Happens.
Stanberry or Brooks?
Stanberry.
I thought it was interesting that Chanel Ayan was the first Dubai housewife and not Caroline Stanberry. That was on Watch What Happens Live.
I agree with that. And I had asked, I'm like, I wonder if any of them are going to be on Watch What Happens right. Live.
We were told they were on hiatus last week. That's why nobody was last week.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Probably maybe for Lucy because Andrew's still maybe with the baby.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes they do on Thursdays, they record another taping of an episode. So maybe you're right that Stanberry will be next Wednesday.
I just know she's in New York with Sergio right now because he was on a leash walking around the city.
You saw her walking her husband?
I saw in Times Square. They went around with the leash. He was wearing the red one today.
Does he have a matching harness?
Mm-hmm. That's best for the neck.
Cute. Oh, just a collar, not even a harness.
Cute. No. Yeah.
Cute. Love that for him. I love learning more about this culture too, because I thought that Lisa in the supermarket was really interesting.
Yeah. The pork section.
Yeah. And then I was laughing when Nina called her and the cookie counter with Christian.
Yeah. That was adorable.
Adorable. And then I also, okay. So here's what's interesting. I want everybody to know when they talk about money, by the way.
Okay.
So when she left, they basically said it was $1,300, but it's
How much is that?
But it's in AED. And so it's actually about $371, whatever she had.
Did the transfer?
I did. And so I was wondering, when she did $1,200 of ice last weekend, I was wondering if that was,
which way more sense.
That's still like $250 for ice.
Which once again, you can make in your own freezer.
This DIY hack no one will ever tell you about.
It's just called H2O in the freezer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. H2O below 32.
Yeah, that works. Listen, I like Dubai. I think it's fine.
I'm bored. I'm not invested. Mm-hmm. I want to try to like it, but I can't commit.
Well, you will though. You will. Okay, let's take a quick break and then come back with Atlanta.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, this Atlanta episode was called She by Herself.
I didn't know that's the title.
She by Herself.
Oh, no.
I felt so bad for Sheree. We will get there. We'll start from the top because we're still at the dinner that Ralph has just got called gay. That also seemed like so long ago.
Well, we had last week off from Atlanta, so it was kind of long ago.
That's why I was like... We're still at this dinner? I was confused.
Yeah, it was all for Memorial Day. That would make sense, though. Yeah, it did feel like you can't do a to be continued with us and then take 2 weeks off.
That's a good point. And I also appreciate, though, that nobody really kind of gave that storyline light. When in Beverly Hills, if you had like called someone husband.
Let's talk about the husband, Lisa, and what you don't want out there.
Right. That would go on for 2 years as is happening in Beverly Hills right now, but we'll get there too. So I appreciate that none of the women like gave that light. And
I think the point that they were making was, it was like, it wasn't what was said. It was who said it. Right. So like, we don't care that he said that, because we're not putting life to it, like you said, but like, you should go talk to your assistant, Anthony, because if he's saying this about me and he's saying this about you, what else do you think he's saying, Drew?
Yeah. Well, will we see Anthony anymore this season? I'd say no.
No, because I think Drew, you guys, I've said it once, I've said it twice. Drew's dumb.
Well, this week, that really all came to light as we talked about her business. So Drew's also a liar like Ralph.
A lying liar face who lies.
It is bad.
Well, first of all, I love that the women are like, okay, so like, how are you having a drop it with Drew when you've literally got we are not leaving the mommy makeover. We are going to continually bring this up. And then the lie behind the mommy makeover was, she's like, you know, I had like a hernia. They're like, you don't tummy tuck a hernia. She's like, and I have some mesiosis. Like, what is she saying?
Marlo's like, so Drew, you created drop it like Drew to maintain your surgery? And she's like, mm-hmm. They're like, so tell me more about drop it weight, Drew. Like, is it the meal plans? Is it exercise? What is it? She's like, well, it's a fat loss camp. It's proteins. You know,
hundreds have lost pounds.
Three week challenges is meal deliveries. And Marla's like, well, really, it's just a Facebook group. There's no actual products.
Because the website doesn't even work. But also, though, if you go on.
They start calling it a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, I mean.
So I'm like, is it an MLM? Like, to get people under you to do it. And then.
But I think Ponzi schemes and like MLM are like two different kinds of things. Like a Ponzi scheme is like Bernie Madoff.
Right.
Madoff. Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking it's more MLM. Like, these people lose weight and then they're like, this is how I do it. So if you buy this.
Here's the thing. It's a 21 day, looking it up here, fat loss program guaranteed to drop 8 to 10+ pounds. Do not guarantee that.
In 20 days, 3 weeks.
What I'm saying is, do not guarantee, because I could pay. Also, what's really funny to me is it costs $127 in person, but it's $107 for Zoom.
To get $20 off for Zoom.
Like, how does that make sense?
Well, because they don't have to pay for the facility.
No, I'm just saying, like, $20, like, it should be like $10. She should be paying us to be in this program.
She's like, Jackie, can you get me the numbers? I'm going to call Jackie to get the numbers. Jackie has no numbers. She's like, and we have an app too.
He's like, yeah, we've got an app coming. Like, Jackie's saying like, oh, I need to like see the app. And she's like, it's coming. Yes. Apple Store, Android Store, Google Play, store near you.
I also love, like, I was really proud of Sanya, like, for standing up to her, you know. I love this. She was like,
no, she did not need to do it in front of everyone.
I'm going to make you understand.
That came out of no. I thought for me, I was like, ooh, I think you should have done this to the side. And you're kind of like full, like peacocking your feathers a little bit while the other women are there.
I liked it. Also, what is Drew's entourage? Like, She travels with 20 people.
I believe they showed us what, five?
It's insane.
She also included, Ralph was part of the entourage.
She also posted this like paparazzi video this week of herself. Did you?
I missed that one.
It's like her getting into a car like a Kardashian. By the way, the Kardashians from last night was so good.
Oh, I'm going to watch that after this.
I'll just give you a little sneak peek.
Okay.
So basically, so Steph, who was Kim's old assistant, and Courtney are talking, and Courtney's like, I don't like the edit of my engagement episode. The whole thing was about Scott. That was not what the night was about. This relationship was 7 years old. I wanted them because they're all executive producers.
They're breaking that fourth wall.
It is so good though. She's like, the episode should have been like, I am living my fairy tale now. I'm out of a toxic relationship. Like, people should be happy for me. It's not wondering how Scott's doing. Like, basically, he wasn't the best guy for me for years, and everyone feels sorry for him now. And like, that's not the real narrative that happened. And I was just in shock then during the episode.
But I'm so confused though, because like, what did they are? How?
So this is, just talk on camera about how she didn't.
But I'm saying, how has she seen the episode already at that point? Like, when is this part filmed? Like, or they basically said, this is the episode and we're not changing it? Or do you think that it was more Scott heavy before?
I know what you're asking. I'm not sure about that, but.
Yeah, I think I'm asking questions out loud that neither of us have the answers to, but just need to be asked.
I don't know what the editing timeline is, but I really loved that. And I also really loved that at the end of the episode, it's literally production going in. Kim gets the transcript from Tristan saying that he had sex on his 30th birthday.
I have literally chills.
Then Kylie, she calls Kylie and Courtney, and they're all merging. She's like, I'm reading the transcript because he's trying to get a paternity test. Then Chloe,
what's the transcript from? Sorry,
for getting a paternity test.
Where's transcript of what?
I feel like
a call, like they recorded a phone call and someone then made a transcript.
No, like he had to like legally be able to get a paternity test and a transcript from the courts. And Kim got it, and she's like, Chloe does not know about this. It's so fucking good. And then. You guys, this Kardashians is why haven't they been doing this for years? It's amazing. Then if like Pete and Kim are so cute, Pete talking about Kim.
Pete's on the episode. I mean,
Kim. No, sorry. No, but she talks about him and he like sends her like dibs, like the chocolate ice cream bites.
Is that what he sent to the plane last week?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Remember, we were trying to figure out what it could have been.
Yes. And it was dibs chocolate. But I think that Kim's so in love with Pete because they do simple, basic things together. And it's not over the top. It's just these simple gestures. Like, she loves dibs ice cream. And I think that's what she's in love with. She's like, the other day we went to Thrifty together.
Not Thrifty. Did they get the ice cream?
Yes, to get the ice cream. She's like, it just turned me on.
Okay, so Thrifty ice cream and a clean playroom is what turns Kim Kardashian on.
But I like appreciate it because they can get anything they want in the world at any time. She has this beautiful new plane.
But someone's being thoughtful, right?
Yeah, and like Kanye would always do these over the top wonderful gestures, but now she's at the point in her life.
She's had both, right?
She's like, it's more about the moment and having fun and laughing and being silly. And I'm really rooting for Pete. I'm afraid Pete's going to break Kim's heart.
I think Kim is in dick sand.
Yeah.
But I love it. I'm so excited to watch. I
basically just summarized the entire episode.
So yeah. I mean, spoiler alert, and that's totally fine for me.
They have like the entire episode on Instagram the next day anyways.
No, that show is not a spoil alert show. Like right. We know everything that happens. I will still enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
But you're so right. Like, I feel like I wake up in the morning and it's like Kim, like TMZ alerts, like Kim, Kylie and Courtney decide to like read out Tristan's transcript. I'm like, oh, are we recapping the show? I was like, or is this like another transcript? I want Chloe to be happy.
She looks phenomenal. And then I got to buy something from Good American. She went through the whole campaign.
Should we go to Good American on Saturday? Is there a store up there?
No. Oh, no, definitely not. The San Francisco shopping needs help.
Okay. Why don't you come down here and I'll take you?
I would love that. Good American, what they stand for. I'm just completely behind. Like, she's like,
I don't know. I didn't know if you knew we were talking to Chloe's number one fan.
I want to be on the good squad. Like, yeah, I want to model for them and be on the good squad. Because they take any shape or size, like 0 to 18. They're trying to make it multicultural. Yeah. I feel so
good. Squad member, president of the fan club. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
After that, I was like, I'm buying everything Kardashian.
Listen, you could get good American pants. You could get a good, I've heard nothing but good things about good American swimsuits. My friends have them and they're obsessed with them. They're like, these are so well fitting.
I also think that this week, Kim in her confessional, she's wearing a black turtleneck that's skin tight. And I feel a body scoop by Skims, perhaps, that I need to, as well. She looks stunning in this new confessional this week.
Listen, we are
we
are Kardashian stans now, like Kardashian stans, you know, here we are. If you guys, I know people hate the Kardashians, but honestly, you're right. Like, this season has just been so fun. And here's the thing. We're saturated with them anyways. If you can't beat them, join them.
I also think it's taking a really fun look at reality TV, and
the breaking of the fourth wall is
key. It's key now at this point.
Yeah. It's like, you had to do something different. I appreciate that. What I don't appreciate though, is Mark being an effing a-hole to Kenya. This is Kenya's season, by the way. She is fantastic. I love her so much. I love the way that Marlo and Candy come around her when they're like, you're not going to let him ruin your night. He's doing the same shit to you. And I love how she stood up for Sheree. And when Sheree called her later,
I know.
She has enough to joke around with people. I want to talk about this fucking vibrating underwear. Absolutely. No. I will not. Do not ask me to do that. Do not ask me to do that around other men who can also control it. No.
That was creepy. That was really weird. Creepy. So Sanya wore Candy and Drew.
Yeah. But Kenya's like,
I wouldn't have worn it.
Here's why I don't think Kenya also was I got burned once with Apollo when I was jokingly kind of flirting with Phaedra's husband. He threw me in the pool and I got up. That ruined my reputation for many seasons following that. I'm not doing that around these people's husbands again. Did you like how Marlo called Candy out for shilling her product at the table? She kind of was like, I loved it. I want to watch Marlo on a city bike. Give me a spinoff of Marlo riding public transportation. I love that red outfit she was wearing.
I love Marlo.
Your
sex stuff is getting way out of hand. It's fun to have a good time, but this has gone a little too far.
Well, it's also Candy
was she's used to her coochie buzzing.
Well, it's also it's just weird. Who wants to go watch a Broadway play where someone can press a button to vibrate you? And not only that, it's this really it sounds like a really intense story about what they were talking about, what the play was about, that it's maybe if it was more I don't know, you're going and seeing The Wedding Singer on Broadway. But also, I just feel like things that should be left at the door are vibrating underwear.
Why are you trying to have an orgasm in public?
Controlled by Ralph.
It's just a miss for me.
It's just, it's not, I don't like that. I don't like it.
Okay. Let's talk about this question that they asked. They're like, so who is the most famous person you've either been hit on or slid into your DMs or went on a date with?
Mm-hmm.
So, Marlo says Jazzy Fa.
No, I thought Marlo.
And she also said Gene Simmons.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Gene Simmons. They're like, who? I was like, Gene Simmons from Kiss.
He's 72.
That's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Which is what Marlo likes to date anyways, right?
Exactly.
And then Candy says Gerald Levert.
I didn't know who that was.
And then they bleep out LeBron James for Drew.
Why did they bleep it out though?
I think that Bravo did not want to get sued because he's been married and with the same person since he joined the NBA. And this would be
right.
Not okay. Now here's the thing. I don't not believe that.
So there was a lot of like proof this week through blogs and stuff. Also, why would you just like make that up? So she says like, he sent me a drink.
Wait, also though, I could see Drew making it up.
I guess she is a liar.
Yeah, she's a liar.
And then she's like, he had listened to my music before games.
That's the lie.
Out to a couple.
That's the lie.
Maybe she it says two truths and a lie. Oh. So every like three things she says.
She flew out for a game. He hit on her. He did not listen to her music.
Right. And what is her music?
Well, if you buy Drop It with Drew, you get an album with purchase.
I know. And then Kenya says Prince.
I could see that. So Bravo posted this throwback of Kenya from like the 90s. I posted it to our story. I mean, stunning. Like,
I still think she's stunning.
I agree. But I mean, just so beautiful. It was like, if I were Prince, I'd be hitting on her too. I am a regular human being and I'd maybe hit on her.
Wait, I thought it was the Prince, like Prince. You're saying it's a Prince?
No.
You're saying Prince. Like the Madonna. Purple Rain.
Yes. Yeah.
But then you said a Prince.
If I were Prince.
I heard a Prince and I was like, wait, a Prince? It was a Prince?
Yeah, Prince Harry?
Like,
Charles. It's Charles. Fuck you, Camilla.
It'd definitely be Andrew. I'm sorry.
No, Andrew is for
Let's just not go there.
No. Oh, no, of Caprice from Ladies of London.
Yeah, it's all interconnected. It always comes back to Bravo. Six degrees of Bravo.
Right now there's a if you follow at Humans of NY, Humans of New York, Martin is featured today. Martin the boxer.
Oh, yes.
So literally it all comes back.
It always does.
It always does. It always is. 6 degrees of Bravo. You know, who's Kevin Bacon these days? It's all about Bravo.
I agree.
Okay, let's just then.
I mean, that was a kind
talk
of
about Sheree and Tyrone.
Okay. So Sheree's like, no, he's gonna come today. He's gonna meet us for lunch. It's 96 miles, so he can go 100 miles. Then
but he has to be back by 9 p.m. He didn't want to chance it, so he's not coming. So I'm going to Philly tomorrow.
So she gets on the road, 95 miles.
We get 1 hour, 40 minutes.
All these flashbacks of the phone calls. This is her soulmate, you know? And so she's ringing him as she approaches the city and it's ringing at this point. Mm-hmm. And then she calls her daughter. And
so she gets there. She asks for a gimlet of some sort with cucumbers. They don't have cucumbers, but they have a French 75, which is gin and lemonade. But then she's also like, ooh, I also want an iced tea. And then she's very cold, but apparently can't go inside because they won't film inside is what I'm gathering from it. She's literally like laying a fur on top of her. It's like, can you move the heat lamp closer?
And she calls her daughters back and she's like, I've been waiting for 30 minutes and, you know, I'm trying to call his phone. What does it mean when it goes?
It rings once and then it goes busy.
She's like, that means it's blocked.
Tiara knows all too well that it means it's been blocked.
Her face was like, Ring!
He's like, blocked.
Huh? And then her daughter's like, grandma's calling. I gotta go. And she keeps waiting though. It's been an hour, 90 minutes.
And finally, you guys, by the way, this producer, James, this is the same producer, James, that like popped up in Potomac with like Ashley and Michael were having their, you know, like this is the same James. And he's like,
speaking of Ashley and Michael, she said today, I can't say what happened because we're filming, but it was basically, it sounds like it was because of like an incident, like an event that happened. So
can't wait to hear Juan's side of the story. they're all in Mexico right now, the Potomac women. We love when the housewives go to Mexico. Like, no, Lou, watch out for the bushes.
Okay. So basically then the producers come in and are like, Tyrone's attorney says he can't make it because it's a parole violation. They're like,
and she's like, I'm sorry, what? We go to lunch all the time. It's never been a violation. I wonder if there was something with filming though.
Why would that?
Honestly.
That,
okay.
If that could also be,
if you've watched Love After Lockup, it doesn't end well for the women who are on the outside. Okay. While the men are in jail. These women are all they have.
That makes sense.
As soon as they get out, because like Candy said, why aren't you coming? Because you're with your other woman.
I know.
It's, you know, they're playing a few ladies here. I've seen it. It also happens to the men on the outside too. Okay.
I've seen it
on WeTV.
I'll never forget when I know exactly where I was. It was December of 2018 and I could not do anything but watch TV because I was in a neck brace. Mm-hmm. And I watched a season of Love After Lockup back to back. I got really invested. And my mom was like, this is seriously such trash. Like, you're a better human than this. Like, you can't do this.
Like, you lowered yourself a little bit when you mm-hmm. watched the season. Yes. Yeah. At some point, I had to turn it off because I realized I wasn't going out on Friday nights because I had to watch Love After.
I watched the season. I think the guy might have passed.
Was it Scott and Liz?
He had red hair. And then was she perhaps a hairdresser? It was the girl was on the inside. And like I think they did crystal meth.
Oh, yes.
Did he pass?
Yeah. Clint. No, she did. Clint and Tracy.
Yes.
Tracy passed.
Oh, she passed.
She passed. Okay. Sad. Guys, I cannot remember family members' names.
I like gave you like two describing things.
Well, when she said I'm they like, did meth drugs did, together, I was like, Clinton Tracy.
Did meth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. R.I.P. Tracy. I just felt so bad for Sheree because she calls Kenya, because Sheree's always been like across the board. And let me tell you, Kenya is a support, because if you guys recall too, when Bob and when they all went, I believe it was like they were in Hawaii, Bob, Kenya and Sheree were in a car and Bob was basically saying out loud how he like physically abused Sheree, and Kenya was standing up for her. And it was like, Kenya is a good support system. And she just said, do not let this, you want me to find you a flight? She's like, I have a flight later. She's like, nope. You gave him a chance. Done. Yeah. And the thing is, I think if she called Candy, she would not get the same reaction. Candy would be like, I told you so.
No. And Kenya was like, you know what? This is strike one. And then she goes, strike 50.
Oh, it just made me so sad.
Kenya was really trying to help. I really appreciate seeing that side of Kenya.
I
like their relationship together.
I want more Kenya, Marlo, and Sheree together. But now it looks like next week, like Kenya's going to be fighting with Marlo.
Why can't we accept Marlo?
I
love Marlo. And I love the way she says peach.
I also love that she's like, I have acid reflux, so I'm not allowed to have this and not allowed to have alcohol. Hey, could you give me more Moet? Like on cue. Like I love when they're so fun with each other. I feel like Candy is overproducing. Drew's a dum-dum. I like Sonya. I think she's a great addition to this cast.
Well, I love how the women the women really called out Drew on her fake business, and I appreciate that.
I mean, but she also, like, Drew is just this level of delusion where she thinks she comes back and gets them. Like, she's on Watch What Happens Live and like kept like trying. They literally, I'm like, Drew, this is how not serious people take you. Andy was literally saying on that, he did a poll of will they divorce? And it was an overwhelming yes. So and then she basically said that Mark, because Kenny had said, you know, Drew reminds, Ralph reminds her of Mark. And she said, well, that's because they're both from the East Coast. And he's like, oh, is gaslighting a thing that they do on the East Coast? Like, it was like strike after strike for Drew. And she just kept going. Sad. So she's a good, Drew is the embodiment of the song by one Chumbawamba. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. That is Drew in a song. And maybe that's what LeBron was listening to in the locker room.
In sixth grade, I did it wasn't a talent show. It was like each class had to do a performance and we did Chumbawamba, which is, that's the song about alcohol, right?
I guess I don't know. I don't know if I've ever.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You know, there's something drinking the night away. And then it
piss in the night.
Yeah,
I take a whiskey drink. I take a vodka drink.
Yeah. Yes, okay. We did a sixth grade Christmas.
The school let you play this song.
This was about the whole class, and there was definitely a pyramid of some sort. Like there was like a huge pyramid, like you know, like 20 kids pyramid. Like that was the finale.
And then you got up again.
I think so. And my teacher's name was Miss Shank. It was an unfortunate
Miss Shank, we have some questions.
She was so nice too.
Let's find her on Instagram and send her a message of asking why. She was
a really nice lady.
I bet. Shank. Look, she let you guys do jumbo.
She was my homeroom teacher. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Yeah, let's take a break and go to Beverly Hills.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, let's. Sorry. I'm just picturing you at the top of the pyramid.
I was definitely at the bottom. I was definitely at the bottom.
But then
somebody
knocks it down because they're
the same height. I was 5'6" and 3/4" in sixth grade. The weight was
you're
a
6 feet
low.
Now.
So. I'm just picturing you. Like, I'm just picturing this kid. And like the parents
wearing
being
like Gap overalls.
But you guys probably, maybe you did like the Kids Bop version of it.
They didn't have that then.
I take a grape juice. I take apple juice.
They definitely didn't have that then. I think people didn't care.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody
was just
even
like
listening.
On the radio. Yeah. I didn't even know what vodka was.
We don't even know it now. Potatoes. Okay, let's talk Beverly Hills.
I am in love with Garcelle.
Literally, love, I will just love, get messages love. Throughout the week of how much Mary loves Garcelle. I love Garcelle.
I love her now. She finally understands the assignment. She finally has come to play. She's being her true, authentic self. She's taken over for Lisa Rinna this year.
But like, I like her.
No, in a great way. And she's bringing it with the fashion. She looks fabulous.
What I love about Garcelle is she finally has learned. She's like, I actually don't give a shit about any of these ladies. Like, yep. None of these ladies are going to be my best friend except for Sutton. Sutton needs me because Sutton gets too flustered and like always she has to take these breaks, right? Or like you can tell, like the women can get to her a lot easier. And so Garcelle's backing her up. And Garcelle is basically like, we're making a TV show and I'll be cool with all these people, but like, I'm not going over to Kyle's for Sunday brunch when the cameras are down.
I think she was also like reserved before and didn't know her footing or her place. Yeah. And like she said, she didn't feel like welcomed into the group. And now that she has Sutton as, you know, a backup sidekick, I think she's feels more comfortable to say what she's really thinking.
And is Will Smith's ex-wife joining the cast? Where is Sheree?
Good question. I don't know.
Because
I don't
that's also
show up in Mexico.
No, I don't think she's in Kathy. Mexico, but that's Garcelle's friend. So maybe Garcelle also feels like, hey, someone else is coming to be an ally for me.
So right now we know because Lisa Rinna's mother passed on November 15th. So we're at November 17th right now.
All right, Calvin.
But I know they go down for filming around the Christmas holiday because a lot of them got COVID.
Mm. So you think she comes back like in the new year, maybe?
Perhaps. Okay. Where's this beach house?
Ventura.
Is Ventura. But what beach is this?
I don't know. I was trying to figure it out too, because for a second I was like, oh, those lifeguard towers actually look like Huntington Beach. But then they also look like LA beaches. No, that's Orange County. So she must be, Carpinteria maybe.
I felt so like, I was like, this is so exciting for you.
Was this the sister that she forgot the name of last season?
I was wondering that. I don't think so, because she says that this is the sister kind of she's. Sounds like one of the closer sisters.
Mm-hmm. And
I just love it. It's like, you know, if you work hard, like things will work out for you. It sounds like they had a great mom. And I'm so excited to see what this house is going to look like. I'm just afraid it's going to like, when she's like, I'm just excited for my kids to go down. I'm like, your kids are like freshmen in high school. I feel like this house isn't going to be ready till senior year.
That's okay. Senior year party.
Yeah. I just want them to be in it now.
But it's a beach house. It's not her real house.
I know, but I want it to be now. I want to see what it looks like.
Well, there could have been progress. This was almost a year ago. This is 6 months ago.
Okay.
Have you looked into the progress?
I'm hopeful.
Okay. I mean, it's a great location. Hey, Garcelle, Airbnb it. And then here's the thing. And Dorinda did this for like charity, but I'm like, if these Bravo lebs, you Airbnb that shit, you could get money. Like I think of Teddy's house that's right on the beach in Dana Point. You could get money for that. Oh, maybe not Teddy, sadly. Also,
obsessed with Teddy.
Did you see that Teddy and LVP after the movie awards talked?
I did. I'm honestly obsessed with Teddy Mellencamp, and I haven't been on Instagram story for 3 days, so I don't know what's going on with her. Okay. I got to check out.
I don't mind Teddy as a person. I think she's lovely. I'm saying I feel like the fandom literally hates her though for like no reason. She wouldn't get the same Airbnb money that like Dorinda would.
Completely. You know? Well, I love she wore actually, I thought, a really funny outfit to the MTV.
The Dancing Board. With the Stars fringe pink look.
Yes. It was a miss for me, but she looked fabulous. And people were saying, they were saying, sorry, someone just,
her sister just walked in and she cannot play it cool. You guys, she cannot play it cool.
No.
Colleen.
What were they saying? I know.
Her cellulite. They were saying she has cellulite. And I was like, okay, she looks fabulous. And also, like, why don't you guys all lift up your dress?
I know. Everyone's so mean.
I don't, you know, be like us. Talk shit behind their backs.
I know. Exactly.
It's like, be a normal person. We always say behind their backs. We don't stab in the front. We stab from behind.
Right. People, like, at work or, like, people be like, well, don't be judgy. And I'm like, it says it in my Instagram handle, so I can't really help it.
Unfortunately, if it's in the Instagram handle, I have
The best is you followers. We'll write that. It says that they're going to be judgy. Like, that's like their defense. Like, they can say whatever they want. They said they're judgy. I love girls. It.
Thank you. We'll take all the backup.
Come visit again, Saturday.
Talk shit on our page. Don't go to Teddy's page and say it to her. Talk shit on ours. True. You know? Come judge with us on Saturday at Silver Claws at 5:30.
Yes.
Okay. You guys, listen, again, I will say I feel horrible for Dory. I don't want it on my screen. Everything that happens, Dory's like, well, when I was held at gunpoint.
No, I don't think like it's like that. She's like, it's more like, I definitely don't want to be on the ground floor at a hotel. That's scary.
I agree.
This is, you know, her spending a night in a room. Spending a night alone is scary.
You know what? Her and Lisa Rinna, I feel like, should have been shared a maybe like that a suite, like nice. A 2-bedroom suite. But, okay. But nice. Then when they go, okay, when she and Erica go to lunch, what did I text you? Erica walked in there and I texted you, Mary, Erica looks poor. Poor, and I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Get it off my screen. She looks poor in her little jean jacket and sundress.
She's also like really funny because she's like, it's good that my friends have PJs because I no longer have them. Her yeah, voice
you're poor. It's getting more and more. It's like, oh my
like,
God.
When they got on the plane and they're going, they're like, first class all the way, babes. I was so annoyed by that. What's the thing that Dorinda says? Like, if you wealth,
oh, money talks, wealth whispers.
Yes.
Well, Diana doesn't know how to do that because
why is Diana staying in a home for 20 people by herself? Well, I guess for the people, like the suite that she gets at the Carlton in Punta Mita.
Oh, yeah.
It's for like 20 people.
It's the presidential suite. Well, she has people that come there before. She probably flies her glam squad out. Maybe the pilot needs to stay there.
What was she wearing?
Okay, guys.
What was she
wearing? Diana has one of the worst fashions. She loves a black dress with high colored boots. Like, she came to Sutton's event with those green boots in her interstitial. She has a black dress with red boots and she has horrible fashion. I'm sorry. I hate it.
I liked those green boots. I thought that was fun.
I didn't like it with the dress though. It felt it felt wicked.
Wait, then when she went to Kyle's house, when Kyle's really hungover because she went to Paris's first wedding.
Yeah.
Was she wearing a North Face? I swear on the back, it said the North Face.
I thought fancy pajamas.
I thought it was like a sweatsuit by the North Face that was flowers.
Oh.
Love to know. Because
I love when she's like, I got lost. She's like, I'm like, okay, so Diana just lives in her house and like doesn't go anywhere. She doesn't go to stores. And I was laughing because we were like.
A little out of touch with the world.
Well, I was laughing too because everyone kept DMing too like, didn't Diana just go to Kyle's store opening the week before she went to Sutton's?
And I was like, she doesn't drive herself.
No, but I'm saying she's saying like, remember she said like, I don't go to stores. And then she's like, my stupid navigation. I did laugh when Kyle was like, ugh, that's the problem with Bentleys. You have to deal with their navigation. I also am just like, I got to be honest. Like that was a really sad story about her miscarriage. I'm just not sold on Diana.
Well, and then she was like, she basically wants to have another baby. So
I hope she does. Also, if that's what she wants, I hope she does.
I was very distracted by how she was sitting. Her legs were wide open.
She was like this. She was like mansplaining to us.
I was like, what is going on here? I was really focused on that. But really scary story about how basically, you know, she had her baby girl and then 5 months later, she gets pregnant again. And then they
so sad. Stillborn, basically, kind of, right?
Well,
oh, not even.
No, like the baby, she miscarried the baby, but usually you would like start releasing it from your body, but she like wasn't like for weeks.
That's scary.
Very, very scary. And then her hope is to have another kid, and she's like, you know, letting it up too.
I hope if that's what she wants, I hope she does. I don't know. There's something about Diana that I'm just, I can't get on board with her yet. She's kind of just
boring.
Like, yeah. And maybe she'll bring something maybe next week. Cause I feel like next week she's wearing that outfit where she said like, oh, you just want me to be the villain to Sutton. So that we've seen in the previews. I want to go back and let's talk about this Kyle and Crystal lunch.
Sal's a nice tea. Crystal, she's just like, I'm going to be clear and I'm not going to repeat what she said. That's just not going to come out of my mouth. I'm not going to tell you what was dark. And I'm not going to. And then I was like, then we come back around to find out that Kyle was never there when she's talking
Crystal
about.
Watch What Happens Live. Both said like, yes, that was the comment that Sutton made, but then also said like there was something else.
So she's just repeating the story again.
No, so I don't, I'm so confused. I'm like, maybe we're saving this for the reunion, but I have to be honest. I'm like, God, we're all like, everyone's playing into the Fox Force 5's hand. Like they need to move on from it. And then, you know, Crystal, even she says sorry at this to Kyle, like, okay, you know, I made a mistake kind of thing. Like I shouldn't have, she says that kind of thing. And then Kyle says she's gaslighting. And I'm like, Kyle, that's no, she's not gaslighting.
The thing is, you can't ever say this was very dark. I'm not going to tell you what actually happened, but it was really bad. And that's the end of the story. But I'm still friends with Sutton.
That. And that's the thing that I'm like, Crystal, you can feel offended by what Sutton said. Like if there was something that it was dark and it was triggering and you felt it was problematic, that is how you feel, right? Let's validate your feelings on that. However, if you're going to bring it up and then you're not even telling Sutton what was said, and then you're also not telling the group, and we keep bringing this thing up on camera, that's where the problem lies. Because now, as they're saying, like, you're like, when Garcelle said last week, and I think I was against this, but this week I get it now, but she said, like, do I need to reevaluate my friendship with Sutton because it was problematic because Sutton is a racist? I need to know these things because I don't want to associate myself with that type of person. And like all these things. And it's like, I don't even care what was said, but it's more just like, I think to Sutton to tell her this is what happened.
But she knows exactly what she's doing. She's getting them to ask and investigate. And
that is a big word. Investigate is a very big word.
Crystal is highly intelligent, and it almost does feel like a hamster wheel with her. Like, it's just a repeating story, and she's changing the vocabulary in the story. And it's like you're going around and around and around.
Well, then Crystal asks Kyle, like, hey, Kyle, can you give me the benefit of the doubt? Or like, you know, and then Kyle's like, well, I think you need every question that Crystal asks, Kyle answered back with a question. And she's like, okay, well, can you just be open to like the fact that like this, like I was affected by this, like this hurt my feelings? And she's like, well, you need to be open. Will you be open to everyone else's feelings? And then she's like, okay, I'll be more open and direct. Does that work with you? Well, does that work with everyone? Like, it was like, okay.
I also feel like this is the most combative Kyle's ever been alone one-on-one. Usually she'd want to smooth things over pretty quickly. She was definitely prepared.
It was kind of funny because they had to eat after this conversation. Right. I felt like both of them were like,
The conversation was pretty quick though.
You know, I don't think I think that Crystal, if there is something that's worse, it's like, okay, well then what is it?
We find out because.
No, but I'm saying if it was worse than what that was, which Crystal's also like kind of alluding to on Watch What Happens Live, that there was a different conversation that she's talking about.
Well, and then Sutton Garcelle, they go to dinner and Sutton pours her own drink. My friend Sylvia does the same thing. She'll be like, I want my gin in one cup, tonic in another, and ice in another, and I'll mix it myself.
Sutton was like, you put the ice in the juice. That is not what I asked for.
I like a person that likes to make their own drinks. You know,
she's taking chopsticks to the ice.
I loved her sexy hair.
Her tussled hair.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. But so basically she says to Garcelle, you know, I was having kids over at my house. They were in the hot tub. And I said to Crystal, there was a white child in there, a black girl, a Chinese girl, and a redheaded Irish Catholic girl.
Were you there?
And, you know, I just thought this is what life should be like. Mm-hmm. And that was the comment, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And Garcelle's like, wait, okay, no, there had to, what else is the comment? And like, no, that was it.
Yeah. Well, Crystal's saying like, you know, that's not enough anymore. We flash back to it too. We flash back to that conversation. And Garcelle basically says like, watch your back. Cause that's not a friend. And Sutton's like, I'm scared. I know. Then RIP Lois, you texted me and you said, I miss Louie. And I was like, Teresa's boyfriend? And you're like, I'm sorry, I meant Lois. I was like, oh, okay.
Aww. I like that she like went out fast too. And like with
everyone got to say goodbye.
And, you know, she didn't want a feeding tube, a DNR. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love what Rena said. She was a gift to the world. She loved life.
Everyone loved Lois. Name one person who didn't love Lois. And if you DM me, you didn't like Lois, you're getting blocked. You're getting blocked.
No, but
how
I just,
dare you?
And then, like, I love Lisa Rena for still going on this trip. I love it.
Rena, she did it for Lois, but also she couldn't take a day off work.
I know
she did. She did do it for Lois because Lois would want to. She, I think Lois
she wants
was
them dancing on the table,
a full of life woman, and yeah. It's true.
And
everyone handles grief differently. And okay,
here's what I find interesting.
Go ahead.
Rena's a very good friend to Erica. Erica is not a very good friend to Rena. She's like, she was surprised Rena showed up. And she's like, oh, I didn't feel like it was right to ask her if she was coming when she was talking to Kyle. And I was like, but you guys are supposed to be like Rena. Like,
people are very weird around death, though. A lot of people don't know how to act around other people, or they don't want to ask. They don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. They don't want to make them feel pressured.
I just felt, I don't know. There's just a vibe I got from Erica. Now, I'm probably an Erica too, because something happens like, oh, good. I don't know what to do.
I'll text you every day. And
you call you on the phone. I like to talk on the phone. So that's,
you do.
That's what I do. I just call my friends and check in. Yeah. And talk to them for a good 45 minutes.
Yeah. And that's great.
And then I'll say, do you want to come over for dinner? Do you want to have wine? Do you want me to eat?
I think you are a great, you're an empath in a way. Like, you're very good at comforting. That is a skill set you have. You're very good at that. No, I'm saying like, I'm like the opposite of maybe I am an Erica over here. Oh God. but you know, I'm like, oh, I'll give you space, whatever you need from me though. Like,
but I think some people need different things.
Yeah. When this happens eventually to us, and no, we're not wishing death, because I told you, I tell my mom, don't die. Mm-hmm. When she's sleeping, I just walk in there and I tell her, don't die. Honestly, I've done that before. She's like, please stop it.
Okay.
When somebody passes, will you want people around, or do you have to be by yourself? I'll go into a hole. You won't talk to me for weeks.
Wait, I'm sorry.
How will, like, do you, when, if, the, if
when,
you
when were who on the, dies?
When some, if oh, your when parents someone, pass.
When someone dies close to me, what I
yes.
want?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. We have to put a plan together, and it's,
I like both.
You want maybe like daytime, you want people, and then you want to be by yourself at night to cry yourself to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is also depressing. I'm going to start crying. So let's talk about the vans when they get to Punta Vita.
I also just like noticed like Lisa Rena was wearing like this diamond cross.
Uh-huh.
And I just noticed it.
You love a cross.
I do. I just,
as one Victoria Gummelson once said, you're nailing me to the cross on the cross like Jesus.
That was definitely a rehearsed line. God, I miss rehearsed lines.
The only thing fake about me is this, my fake leg.
Love a rehearsed line.
Remember when Faye bungled her line? You could have all the Chanel purses in the world, but you'll never be a lady.
Who'd she say that to?
Brandy Glanville.
It's true.
Fail.
Rugged is coming out soon. We have so much coming up. Southern Charm. Wait,
2 weeks. Rugged. In 2 weeks, we get Rugged 2 and Southern Charm. And you guys, Bravo TV posted a Southern Charm, like all the cast photos. No Whitney, no Madison. First up in that carousel, Naomi.
Yeah, she's going to be a power player.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they land on the plane and they split up 4 and 4. And it's Erica, Garcelle, Sutton, and Crystal in the van. Which, how did Erica get in that?
A very awkward ride.
But then I love that they break the ice and they think, I bet Dorit's speaking Spanish to their driver right now. Dorit is speaking straight up Italian to him.
And then they're like, and then they'll answer her question in English.
Like, she's like, ¿cuánto tiempo? He's like, 20 minutes. She's like, oh. Like Dorit is one of those people that she's like, I studied abroad in Barcelona.
Yeah. I mean, she lived Ibiza. In Italy.
Right. But we're in Mexico.
I know. Okay. So then Rena's cleaning her room and she has did this before COVID. So I think
we went with her to QVC.
Yes.
Yep. She was guys. Okay. Also speaking of COVID. So again, I told you, I've been watching old seasons of New York or whatever, you know, yeah. in the background. Okay. Sonia Morgan is like season 8 of Real Housewives of New York and Sonia Morgan, Lou is coming over to live with Sonia, which guys, wait, we didn't even mention they're the getting spin-off. The spinoff.
The simple a Paris Hilton. The only thing is, you know, do you know what I'm going to say?
You we want can you ask to be drinking.
Yes.
Okay.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Like I don't want her to drink, but I do want her to drink, you know?
Right. I want her to moderately
drink. I wonder if they're going to sell her Frosé on Saturday at the venue. They should. That'd be smart.
Frosé. Yeah. Don't get your hopes up. It'll be frozen.
Right. Right.
I can't tell you
how funny this venue we're going to is.
I'm excited. But Sonia is literally getting her makeup done for something and she is sticking Q-tips so far up her nose because her nose is running from the makeup. And I'm like, she's literally giving herself a COVID test. And she had like, she must be a professional at these COVID tests.
I see. I see. What were really? They doing in the episode?
I don't know. I don't know. Sure. I just saw that. And then
okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I've been watching 7 and 8 and 7 was like, she's dating this guy, Brian, who drew a portrait of her and everyone's like, oh, Sonia looks old as hell in this. And then she's like, but I'm going to have sex with him anyways. And then like we're meeting Tom.
Oh, got it.
Oh, I think maybe they were going to a sushi place that also sings and dances.
Okay. Sounds fun.
I could be wrong though. I'm usually am.
So basically we're at this Mexico dinner and Rena's like, so look, gals, I was gone for a week. Like, did I miss anything?
I have a family that comes from love. Like Sutton is like, there are untruths to be spoken and that can be dangerous. Like, you know, why are we bringing this up? And Crystal says it's like a Rorschach test. And Garcelle says, I'm sorry, what? And she's like, I know these can be big words.
I know.
And I'm like, why, Crystal?
Yeah.
Why?
Speaking of
New York, it's like when Tinsley says something to Luann, she's like slurring her words. And Luann's like, what, Tinsley? Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, yeah, Luann, I'm drinking.
And then Diana like chimes in. She's like, well, when I was in my 30s, I was very naive.
Okay. Crystal and Diana are close. I don't know why Rena brought her into the group. I think it should have been Crystal because I think Diana and Crystal go way back.
Really? Why?
Because they think Lion they King? Are friends. Yes. The Lion King. Yes. They met at the premiere. Diana was a big friend.
But then why would she be mean to her?
No, I don't think Diana's mean to Crystal at all.
I was really naive in my 30s. That sounds like a diss to me.
No, I think she was defending her by saying that.
That's a backhanded compliment if I ever heard one.
No, I think she was saying like, give Crystal grace because we all have done things in our 30s is how I took it. Let's ask that tomorrow.
I definitely didn't take it that way.
Is Diana defending or insulting Crystal?
Insulting.
Okay.
Oh, we're Isn't not. That interesting. We can have such an opposite.
It's like we have a podcast of like very opposite, which, by the way, the pig. I was going to apologize right now. Again, I put it on the Instagram. You could not tell me it wasn't eggs. I was 100. And then I went back and watched it and said, well, aren't I wrong? I put it on Instagram. I admitted to my faults because I was in my convictions. And what do you say? Okay. Dorit is always in her convictions. And you say, I believe her.
Yeah. Well, I know you're wrong, but I kept telling you that we just didn't believe me.
But technically, if I was like, why would they talk about
a vegetarian?
That's why eating bacon. That's why I thought it was so weird. She was saying eggs were sweet and stubborn. I could not get behind it, but I was like, Sutton's fucking weird, man. She's weird. So I apologize. You were 100% correct.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So then Erica chimes in and breaks it down, which I actually appreciate. Erica's like,
You want a stupid fucking bag, by the way. I wanted her to hit herself in the face with her bag. And I want everybody to go back and watch that scene of her walking. Did you watch it, Mary? Did you notice her walking?
And I literally said to my sister, Courtney says she can't walk in heels.
Did you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Now continue.
So Erica says, you want her to say that you aren't a racist. Like, that's what you want to happen here. And Ren is like, this is where this could get very dangerous.
Okay,
and
she's like, I was dying when Rena was like,
this is very bad for you. It's already bad for you. And it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Like, and Sutton's like, okay, thank you. Like, she's like, I know.
But no,
Erica also tries to make this about her before that. And is like, isn't this like the same thing you did to me? And Garcelle's like, I cannot wait, you guys, for next week when she's like, Erica, you're bugging the hell out of me or right. whatever. But when she was like, you trying to assassinate my character, it's like, bitch, there were articles. She literally talked to a lawyer. So did everyone here. But please tell us more in your whiny, nasally voice. Have you hit yourself in the head yet with your bag? it's a fun bag.
Sutton is starting to get very upset. Okay. Also, Sutton is the type of mom, like when you were in grammar school and you had a sleepover at your friend's house, she was the mom.
Who calls it grammar school?
Elementary school, grammar school. I think my mom calls it grammar school because I think that's what they used to call it.
It's 100% whatever. Technically correct.
Okay. So, and like, well, I guess I'm going old fashioned because there were those moms that you guys were like giggling and it was past 10 o'clock and that mom, you heard her stomping down the hallway and you're like, you literally were already hiding under the car and pretending like you were sleeping because you knew you were going to get in so much trouble because Sutton's like, girls, it's time for bed. Like, we have an early morning. Like, did that ever happen to you at sleepover parties?
That was my mom.
That was my mom. My mom, 100%. But then it just like, it made me flash back because my mom wasn't
the one at night, but she's like, if we were giggling at night, she was making noise in the morning. Like, we weren't sleeping in. She was like, oh, you're going to keep me up. Oh, I'll wake you up early.
Right. But okay. Also, like, Sutton's daughter, just remember when Sutton's daughter asked her to play late with Delilah and Amelia. And like, obviously she's probably such a wonderful human and a really, you know,
great girl.
Great lady.
Good preface. Continue.
And like, don't you just imagine her being a really scary mom that you'd be like afraid to get in trouble with?
I could see it.
I would not want to be like,
no, that's my mom. My mom instilled fear in me where she would like travel for work and like be gone. And we would literally,
you would only take the car out.
Oh yeah. Well, I had to get around, but I would never, people would be like, your mom's out of town, like throw a party. I'd be like, have you met my mom? I would rather poke my eyeball out and eat it for breakfast than throw a party at my house. Absolutely not. Now, would I drive the car? Yeah, I would. I had to get to school.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to walk. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, my mom was like, she had instilled fear in me.
I think children should be scared.
I still am scared, but don't die.
Okay. So anyways, Sutton's getting so upset. She's like, I did nothing wrong. Nothing bad. This isn't fair. You brought it up and you have a pattern. You make up lies behind people's backs.
This was like,
I am telling you this because I like you, Crystal. And people have told me that you will do anything to get there. Basically, she's a social climber talking about friends in society in sentence like, I like you, I love you, and you can't do this because you're going down the wrong path.
But here's the thing, this is like brand new information. Rena has also heard this.
She's like, I've chosen not to use that.
Like, Rena's like, I probably dropped that to Sutton in passing. Okay, when she said this thing about Crystal though, you guys travel with me here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take you back to like 2005.
Okay.
Now, 2007 was Girls Next Door, Holly Madison, Playboy Mansion.
Sure.
There were stories about how Holly started as girlfriend number 7, and she worked her way to number one. Eliminating girls one by one until she got that number one position. I'm like, Crystal,
Crystal and Holly Madison are the same.
Who's the number one position?
No, what I mean is like when they're saying Crystal does this to her friends, like I felt, I don't know. We don't know what Rob was doing. Like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm saying like, I feel like she's got to be the best friend. She's the number one friend.
But who does she want to be number one friends with?
Kathy? No one here. What I'm just saying in general, these rumors, I think the richest person.
She's a social climber.
Guys, I still love Crystal though. I really feel like if I was in the same wealth category or she lost all of her wealth, we could be friends.
So to me this week, she got downgraded.
However, she apologizes there.
Garcelle, woo! She's my number one girl in the group right now.
Here's the thing, right? So at one point at this dinner too, they finally say like she tells the table what she said and everyone's like,
Kyle realizes, oh, I wasn't there. This was on the deck. I don't know what's going on. Why didn't you say that?
Well, and then Garcelle's like, this doesn't seem dark. And she's like, well, and then Crystal says like, well, did you find it problematic? And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh gosh. I feel like there's just a lot of miscommunication. And the thing that they've
we squashed the situation.
Right.
You're in a good place with Sutton and you got backed in a corner and then you re-bring it up and says she said something dark and worse and horrible and everyone's going to hate her. And then we find out what she said and nobody thinks it's problematic. And I think Sutton's right. She says, I like Crystal as much as I hate her. And I think that's how I feel too.
But do you think that this all happened because Garcelle brought this up and told Crystal that she thought she was setting Sutton up last year? Like Garcelle kind of in her understanding the assignment, as you've said, is the one who really stirred the pot and brought this back all this back up. So like, I don't know that Crystal would have said any of this stuff as opposed to when Garcelle kind of backed her in a corner and said, hey, I thought you were setting her up. And she said, well, actually she said something much more dark and problematic. And I don't think I set her up. When I said that because of something that she said.
To be honest, I just hope this goes away.
Like, it's like, okay, let's talk about Erica being an alcoholic or like, let's go get into the victims. Let's get into like whatever the Kathy Hilton of it all is. Like, let's move on from
there's this. Other because, storylines. There's God. Other storylines. I could have watched way more of Lois.
But also drop the Dorit story. I don't want that either. Any storyline that's happening right now, let's move past it. Okay. I want to see these girls get wasted on a boat.
I hope we have fun.
Yeah, let's have fun. Let's have Mexico. Fun. God, get on the table and dance.
Yes.
Rinna, you said that.
Yes.
At Andy's baby shower.
That's true.
Okay. All right. Was there anything else, Mary, that you
just please come to Silver Clouds at 5:30 on Saturday?
Hey, if you can smell the desperation through this podcast, Mary really wants to see you there.
Please come. I want to see you
there. No, it'll be so much fun. But thanks for being with us a day late. We love you guys so much. Happy, happy, happy
see you Saturday.
Next time you see Mary, she will be in full summer Mary
I'm
mode.
Scared about the white pumps.
Okay. Bring some sandals.
I have these other cute black heels that I could actually wear that I want to wear, but whatever.
Well, I think maybe we bring the pumps for happy hour.
Okay. Change.
And then a shoe change. And guys, there may or may not be a special appearance by one Michael.
Oh,
Michael may be there with his gorgeous blue eyes.
Who's coming?
Like a special appearance by our moms. Just kidding. My mom would love it though if we invited her. But guys, Michael might be there. And honestly, I think Michael is a bigger draw than us.
Maybe.
And maybe he'll be dressed as Tom Girardi. Who knows? The sky's the limit.
Come on. I believe he did that Halloween costume.
Okay. All right. Until next time.